I don't know what I was thinking about. The inside is the yolk, and the outside's the white.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what do you call eggs that are boiled?
Hard boiled.
Yeah. And what about if you crack them and you let them fall out of the shells and cook them in hot water?
Hot water?
Yeah. You let them, you crack them.
Poach them?
Yeah, yeah.
Poached eggs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know if you ever slaughtered any hogs. Have you ever done that?
You bet.
Well, I don't know if you ever did that. What would you call the slab, I'm showing you on myself, the slab of meat between the ham and the shoulders? Part of
the middling.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you smoked or cured that middling, what would you call it?
Before it was cured?
Mm-hmm. You may not have had it.
Well, no, I don't know what.
How about after it's cured, what would you call the middling?
Well, a side of meat.
Yeah, that's what I'm. And when you're ready to use it, if you're
going to. Bacon. Sliced for bacon.
What do you call the crusty part on the edge of the bacon that you might have to cut off before you eat it?
The skin.
Now, there is a type of breakfast dish and stuff food that people eat that it's just hog meat all ground up. It's got pepper and stuff like that.
Sausage.
And what do you call them? A man who kills and dresses meat
butcher.
For a living. Now, if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done
spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from the head?
Sausage meat.
Now, I don't know if you ever had anything that was made from ground up hog liver, cooked and ground up hog liver.
I don't know, is that a liver loaf? Is that what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
I didn't know that was just a liver. I didn't know if that's all it's from, is the liver.
Well, I guess it. I don't
liver
know.
Liver loaf, I imagine.
Liver loaf, that's probably fine. Now, what about the blood? Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No, I don't believe using blood.
Did you ever take the juice out of that sow and stir it up with cornmeal? Have you ever heard?
No.
Something like that. Okay, suppose that you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. How would you describe the
odor?
Yeah. And you might, what would you call the taste of it if it'd been kept too long?
Just an old taste.
Smell.
Musty.
Musty?
Musty. Smell.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, do what you might say rancid or something? If the butter was kept out too long?
Well, really, I just say it don't smell good. It smells like it's too old or spoiled.
Okay, what about sour milk that's real thick and lumpy that you keep around?
Clabbered milk.
And what kind of a cheese do you make from that?
Cottage cheese.
Of course, nowadays you pasteurize milk, but in the past, to get the impurity out of it, you might have to pour it through a cloth, and you would call that
straining.
Now, there's a type of pastry thing that's in a deep dish, and it's got like a layer of pastry and a layer of fruit and a layer of pastry, and it's something like a fruit pie, except it's got several layers of fruit and pastry. It's deep instead of,
a fruit cake?
No, it's like a pie, except instead
cobbler?
Of just, yeah, because, it'd be, instead of just being flat like a, okay, now,